Nika? It's Adric. There's some weather interference on the comlink. Another ice storm. Just checking to see how you are. Well, you can't blame me for worrying. You are the baby of the family. And I'm never going to let you forget it. The program's going fine. Better than fine. With a bit of luck, Max's realtor should be Richter's-free by the end of the quarter. And then I'll join... No. No sign yet. Wait, hold on. I'll call you back. It's her. I think it's her. Hello? Mother?
Hello, Adric.
Doctor? What's going on? Where's my mother? Where's Nyssa?
Ah, yes. That's why I've come here, to tell you in person. Thought it was only right.
She's not with you. What's happened to her? Where is she?
There's no easy way to say this, I'm afraid. I'm afraid you're never going to see your mother again.
What?
She... I mean, we... I mean, she...
Just tell me. Is she dead?
No. She's alive. I can assure you of that.
Well, then where is she?
Nyssa is somewhere beyond even the TARDIS's reach.
What's that supposed to mean? You've lost her.
Not lost. Exactly. A set of circumstances forced us into a situation where...
My mother said she would come straight here. She promised 1 month ago, back on Volderon.
I know. Yes, but the TARDIS was diverted into E-Space.
E-Space?
Another universe linked to this one by...
I know what it is. It's where my namesake came from. So my mother is still in this other universe.
Yes.
So why can't you just go back and get her?
It's not quite as simple as that.
You managed it before. Why can't you do it again?
There is no way back. The CVE, the link between that universe and this, has been sealed shut.
Then reopen it.
Even if that were possible, in an infinite multitude of universes, we'd never find the right one. I'm sorry.
Sorry? Is that all you can say? You tell me I'm never going to see my mother again, and all you can do is stand there and make excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I take full responsibility. If anyone is to blame for what happened, it's me.
So what did happen?
It's a long story.
Then the sooner you start, Doctor, the better.
Yes. Good point. Very well. After we were diverted into E-Space, we needed to find a way back through another CVE, but then Tegan suffered the indignity of being kidnapped by a gang of space pirates.
Why are we stopping?
Because the Doctor's found her.
Already?
Residual energy trace from the surface of Isen fell. It wasn't too hard.
Tegan's on board that ship.
Giving her captors a piece of her mind, no doubt.
Can we materialize on board?
Well, we can try. They're heading to another solar system, one of the few solar systems.
The third planet is in a temperate orbit. Presumably that's their destination.
Presumably. Locking on coordinates now.
What is it? What's happening?
I'm not sure, power loss. As though something is siphoning energy from the TARDIS.
Something? The spaceship?
No. Something down there on the third planet.
Doctor, the energy drain is increasing.
Almost 50% gone already. 55, 60.
What happens if we run out of power?
Newton's first law. We'll keep on drifting through space until we hit something.
Except with no life support, but either suffocate or freeze to death. First.
Always looking for a silver lining, aren't you, Turlough?
Energy levels now down to 20%.
No choice. We'll have to perform an emergency materialization.
Doctor, the spaceship.
What?
I think it's experiencing the same effect. Its navigation lights are flashing, and it's descending towards the planet.
Nothing we can do for them, I'm afraid.
Without any power, they'll crash. And Tegan's on board.
I do realise that, but we have our own problems to worry about.
5%.
Activating emergency storage cells. Fingers crossed.
There's not enough power. We're not going to make it.
Come on, old girl. One final push.
The spaceship. It's entered the planet's atmosphere. It's burning up. Tegan!
Have to divert every remaining ounce of energy.
We're landing.
In the very loosest sense. Hold on tight! Everyone all right?
I'm fine. Nyssa?
Yes. It's Tegan I'm more worried about. What happened to the spaceship?
I don't know. The console is dead.
Dead?
There's no power for the instruments. Nothing.
And the scanner's blank.
And if that wasn't bad enough, there go the lights.
But we did land, didn't we?
As far as I can tell, we're somewhere on that planet. But what it's like, well, there's only one way to find out.
Go outside.
Yes.
But we don't even know if it has a breathable atmosphere.
Then I suggest we open the doors very slowly and carefully.
And how do we do that with no power?
We take the manual approach. I remember staying at... crank handle under the console, just in case.
Doctor, you don't seem very concerned about Tegan.
We made it down in one piece. Maybe she did too.
And then what? With the TARDIS out of action, we're trapped here. We have no way of leaving this world. Never mind this universe.
One thing at a time, eh, Teller? We emerged into an alleyway of a shanty town. The buildings were made of stone with roofs of corrugated iron and decorated with spray-painted murals and wooden carvings. Everything was bathed in the sickly glow of a red sun hanging low in the sky.
At least the air is breathable, even if it smells of smoke and corroded fuel cells and, oh, rotten food.
The music's coming from down there. Looks like quite a crowd has gathered.
Some sort of marketplace or a fairground.
Extraordinary. There must be over a dozen different species.
At least, not including us.
A technologically advanced civilization, but materially impoverished.
Have you noticed something else? The illuminations.
Yes, paper lanterns and oil lamps.
No electrical power. These people are suffering the same energy drain that we experienced.
You mean electricity doesn't work here?
Apparently not. So they've had to go back to basics.
Makes you wonder what they have to celebrate.
Maybe they don't need an excuse. Maybe they need a distraction.
The costumes, they're like skeletons with skulls for masks.
Yes, a memento mori. It means to communicate with ancestors like New Orleans, Day of the Dead.
Pretty girl, you want to dance?
I'm sorry.
You dance with me, have fun.
I'm not really in the mood, but thank you. Tell me, what are you celebrating?
You don't know?
No, we've only just arrived.
The end. We celebrate the end.
The end of what?
Of everything, my friend. The lights are going out, out, out.
Yes, we noticed. We had similar trouble when we landed.
Every night, the stars in the sky fewer than the night before. That's why we come to Apollyon, for the Carnival of Death. You sure you don't want to dance, pretty girl?
Yes, quite sure.
If you say so, bye-bye. Don't let the sandman touch you.
They're celebrating the end of the universe. Well, I suppose it makes sense to have fun while you still can.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Odd thing, this universe should have centuries left. But by the way he was talking, you'd think it was only a matter of days.
He said the stars were going out. Maybe it is.
So they've all come here to Apollyon, the land of the dead. Refugees from every corner of E-Space congregating for one final measure.
Get down! It's going to crash!
No, it's fine. It's retro rockets. Just in time.
I thought there was supposed to be no power here.
That ship was venting fuel to slow its descent. It would only do that if it was under manual control.
It came down somewhere over there, behind those watchtowers. Doctor, if that spaceship managed to land...
Then maybe Tegan's did too. Exactly. Come on! You're right. Looks like they managed a soft landing.
Only by using the landing gear as shock absorbers. It'll never take off again. I wonder they're hauling it away for scrap.
What?
Over there. They're preparing some sort of winching mechanism.
A treadwheel crane and lifting tower. I haven't seen anything like it since the early Middle Ages.
Presumably the only technology that still works.
Oh, give me a head down, Odysseus.
At least lend me a coat. It's brass monkeys out here.
Cease your whining.
Don't you tell me to shut up, you overpressed Neanderthal.
Oh, the damsel's full of fighting spirit. Just what we need.
Just wait long, John Silver. I'll show you fighting spirit right where it hurts.
Promises, promises. All right, lads, bring her along. But try not to damage her too much. She's our ticket out of here.
Got Tegan.
Yes. I'm not sure who to feel sorry for most.
There's too many of them for us to take on.
Not to mention the fact they're armed with muskets. We'll just have to follow and see where they're taking her. Come along. We followed Tegan and her abductors through the winding streets, following the bobbing glow of their oil lamps, taking care to remain out of sight. After half an hour, we came to the ruins of an ancient castle. A high metal fence topped with barbed wire surrounded the crumbling remains. The only way in was through an iron doorway guarded by two robots resembling medieval suits of armor.
Only those with a tribute may enter.
This won't be my tribute.
No, I'm not. Whatever it is, I have nothing to do with this.
The tribute is satisfactory. You may enter.
There you are, lads. Told you it'd work. In we go.
Only one may enter with the tribute. No other.
No need to get all steamed up. Now, all right, lads. You heard our tin pot friend. You wait back at the Buccaneer. I'll sort everything. Yeah, well, I can hardly leave without you, can I? Not that the thought had even crossed my mind. I won't be long. Captain's honour. Come on, lads.
You better hope you're not within kicking distance when I get out of these chains.
You ain't getting out of those chains, not for the foreseeable. Now move!
I wonder what's in there that they're so keen to protect.
I assume we're going to go in and find out.
We have to get past those robots first.
Well, we could try asking them nicely.
How can robots even function without electricity?
Through a combination of steam and clockwork, apparently. Rather impressive, don't you think?
Access to the Citadel is restricted. Only those with a tribute may enter.
And if I don't have a tribute, I can't come in.
Only those with a tribute may enter.
I am the Doctor's tribute.
Yes.
The tribute is satisfactory. You may enter.
Thank you. Just straight on down the passage, is it? Come on, Nyssa, tell her.
Only one may enter with the tribute, no other.
Ah, tell her, would you like to go back to the TARDIS and wait for us there?
Not particularly, no.
I thought as much. Hello, tell her here is my tribute too.
What?
Only one tribute is required.
But is there any rule saying I can't have more? Consider it a goodwill gesture, a free gift.
You may enter with your two tributes.
Thank you. Most kind. We found ourselves in a long antechamber that stank of damp straw. It was lit with flaming torches and lined with metal cages, each containing several captives in dirty rags.
Wait here with your tributes.
What? But I want to see whoever's in charge.
You will, but first you must wait.
And I presume any attempt to resist will be punished.
Any attempt to resist will be terminal. Enter the cage.
But we're looking for someone. A friend of ours called Tegan.
Enter the cage.
I think we'd better do as it says.
I'm beginning to think that this wasn't a very clever idea.
Charming. Could at least have offered us a cup of tea.
I can't see Tegan anywhere, can you?
No, although it appears we have a cellmate.
You're looking for the woman who just came in?
Yes, did you see her?
She was taken to be prepared.
Prepared for what? Oh, no. Let me guess. Sacrifice.
That's what we're here for. Some of us are volunteers, but most of us were dragged off the streets and brought here to die.
But why? What are these sacrifices for?
We are the price that must be paid for freedom. We die so that others can live. I'm sorry, you won't see your friend again.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure of that. Tell her, keep an eye out for our steam-driven jailer, could you?
It seems to be busy refilling itself with coal and water.
Good. Nyssa, what do you make of the lock?
Rusty, nearly corroded solid, of a rudimentary design. I should be able to unpick it with my brooch. Adric once showed me how.
You think you can get free?
Given time, I don't see why not. Sorry, we haven't been introduced. I'm the Doctor, this is Turlo.
Hello.
And my friend unpicking the lock is Nyssa.
My name is Cherry Ann.
Delighted to share a cage with you, Cherry Ann. Well, not delighted, but... Well, you know what I mean. You're not from this world, are you?
No. My brother and I are from Belazar. Our village sold all their belongings to secure us passage on a freight ship. For 2 months we were kept in the hold, huddling in the cold and the dark, with a dozen others from our world, half expecting to be ejected into space at any instant.
But you were brought here safely.
The ship crashed, killing the crew and most of the passengers. My brother and I and a few others survived and fled into the settlement, where we begged for food and shelter.
So how did you end up here?
2 days ago, I was kidnapped by a riot gang. My brother, I don't know if he's alive or dead.
But why come to Apollyon? Why leave Belazar?
Because of the great darkness spreading across the heavens, the hungry night. We knew it would consume our planet and had heard tell of a way out, a gateway to another universe.
A CVE? There's a CVE somewhere on this planet.
Yes, it would explain a great deal.
I saw our home star fade away in a matter of seconds. Everyone on Belazar, all those people.
I'm very sorry.
And so am I. My world met a similar fate. Doctor, I've unlocked the door.
Jerry-Ann, do you know where they would have taken Tegan to be prepared?
I don't. The Sentinels took her.
Alert. A holding cage has been unsecured. Alert.
That didn't take them long. Nyssa, take Cherianne, find a way out.
But, Doctor...
I'll find you. Just get yourselves to safety. Go.
Very well. Goodbye, Dr. Turlough.
Shouldn't we run too?
Not if we want to find Tegan.
Halt. Do not move.
Don't worry. We're not going anywhere.
Why did you interfere with the holding gauge?
To get your attention. You see, my tribute and I, we're in rather a hurry, and we don't appreciate being kept waiting.
Or being treated like common thieves.
So if you could just take us to whoever's in charge, that would be super.
Your request is granted. You are to be granted an audience with Science Tech Pallister.
Excellent. Lead on, Macduff.
Ah, so you're the one who broke from one of my cages.
You'll have to forgive our impatience.
And this is your tribute. What is it? Ex-Terran?
Do you know, I'm not entirely sure.
This is hardly the time...
Physiology approximates to ex-Terran. Life force register, 9.
9? Oh, yes, yes, that will be most satisfactory.
Satisfactory for what?
Sorry, why would you offer a tribute if you didn't know?
Turlough isn't a tribute. We've come to offer you our help.
Your science tech speciality?
Oh, practically everything. People call me the Doctor.
And what makes you think I need your help?
This laboratory of yours is extraordinary, all based around non-electrical technology. You even have a computer, after a fashion. A difference engine. Babbage never could get his to work.
Who is this Babbage?
And these robots are your creations, I assume.
The Sentinels, yes. Designed and built by my hand.
Most ingenious and inspired piece of engineering.
You're too kind, Doctor.
I could suggest a few improvements, of course, but we'll save that for later. I'm rather more interested in how you've managed to open a gateway to another universe.
You mean the portal? Oh, I didn't open it, Doctor. It's always been present on this world, in one form or another.
It's the reason why electricity doesn't work here.
Of course. Any energy on this planet is drained through the portal like water down a plug hole.
But it's not merely drawing energy from this world. It's drawing it from this entire universe.
Indeed, indeed. According to my observations, we're experiencing both dimensional contraction and heat death.
A simultaneous big crunch and big freeze.
So what are you trying to do? Close the CVE?
Of course not. That would be quite futile. No, I'm trying to open it. Behold, the portal.
It was a whirlpool. A swirling vortex suspended above the flagstones of an ancient courtyard. Viewed from the front, it was like looking down Niagara Falls. Viewed from the side, it was two-dimensional, like an image on a cinema screen. In front of the portal was a structure made of wooden scaffolding comprising of a railway track ending in a wooden ramp, pivoted at one end like a drawbridge.
The Citadel was built around this and other such portals, but now this is all that remains. Given sufficient energy, it can be temporarily stabilized to permit egress.
But how can a spaceship fly through there with no power?
The ship is winched up those tracks. Then, once it's in position, the ramp is tilted so it can descend into the maelstrom.
And return to in-space.
In the vicinity of a G-type star, where it can refuel its solar cells. Not exactly high-tech, but it works.
But the portal can only be stabilized temporarily.
The interface between the universes is weakening, growing ever more unstable.
Yes, it would. The two universes are pulling apart.
But if the portal is constantly draining any energy source, how can you stabilize it?
Alistair, this human wishes to speak to you.
Aye, so I do.
Ah, Captain Brannerin. Dr. Turler, if you'll excuse me.
Not at all.
Sentinel One, make sure they don't accidentally wander off.
As Commander.
Doctor, that's the man we saw.
Yes, a Deacon can't be far away.
So, Captain, is your tribute prepared?
I've strapped her in the induction chamber as requested. She put up quite a struggle. Give me a few bruises.
Full of life. That's what I'd like to hear. Very well. If you'd like to return to your ship, I'll have it brought to the portal.
It's already loaded onto the tracks and connected to the winching chain. My crew be aboard.
Excellent. Once you've rejoined them, I'll be in radio contact.
Ha! The sooner I be rid of this benighted universe, the better.
So that's what the tributes are for, to provide the energy to stabilize the portal so a ship can pass through.
There's a great deal of energy contained within the molecular bonds of all living tissue. It is simply a matter of drawing it out by a process of magnetic induction.
Using human beings as chemical batteries.
It's obscene.
It's a matter of necessity. We are no longer in a position to afford moral luxuries. How else are we to escape the death of this universe? Perhaps you would care for a demonstration.
He led us into a vaulted chamber, like the nave of a cathedral, but instead of an altar, there was an alcove, made of wire mesh and surrounded by heavy-duty power cables, and in that alcove, manacled by her wrists, was Tegan.
Doctor! Toll! About time you turned up!
Delighted to see you too. You haven't been harmed.
Oh, apart from a minor detail, like being trussed up in this thing.
You know this female.
She's an old friend.
Oh, dear, that is inconvenient. You have my sincere condolences.
What?
What?
You have to get her out of there.
She's Captain Brannock's tribute, and I fear that upsetting him would be more than my life's worth.
But you can't kill an innocent person.
No!
Unless you can provide a replacement, I don't have a great deal of choice. Sentinels 1 and 2.
Please, you needn't arrest us.
Stand by. Break them both if they try to interfere.
As commanded.
Oh! Doctor!
Science Tech Pallister calling the Buccaneer. Are you receiving me?
Buccaneer receiving, not very loud and not very clear.
All set for egress?
Just get on with it, you glittering idiot.
Very good. Stand by. Activating winch.
Pallister, listen. There has to be another means of generating power.
I'm afraid not. Only organic tissue is a viable energy source. I wish there was some other way, but my hands are tied.
Your hands are tied? What about mine?
I'm sorry. Your life, or rather your death, will enable others to escape the collapse of this universe.
Doctor, look! Outside, the pirate spaceship was being winched up a funicular railway laid through the terraced gardens of the Citadel. I looked out at the overgrown gardens, at the stone balustrades, at the eroded moss-covered sculptures of lions and ancient knights, and then I realized... I've been here before.
What?
This castle, I've walked in its grounds.
When?
In my previous incarnation. It was on the other side of the gateway.
How does that help me?
Of course. The vastly accelerated rate of decay, this universe should have hundreds of years left if the CVE remained a constant size.
But whenever the CVE is stabilized and forced open wider...
It hastens the process and brings forward the day of reckoning.
What does it matter? All we can do is to try to save as many as we can. Ship in position. Elevating platform.
Outside, the ramp beneath the pirate's spaceship lifted off the ground and began to tilt down towards the portal.
Calling Buccaneer.
Dark.
Good fortune, Captain. See you on the other side.
Doctor! Help me!
Alistair, stop! You're making a terrible mistake.
Too late, Doctor. But don't worry. The process is very swift.
Alistair pulled the lever, and the alcove containing Tegan began to flicker with forks of blue lightning.
Please! Do something!
Meanwhile, outside, the dimensional portal expanded until it was over 40 feet high. And within, the whirlpool was replaced by the sight of a galaxy full of stars. The universe of Endspace.
Releasing witch locks.
And slowly but surely the spacecraft slid down the ramp towards the portal.
Doctor!
Tegan, feeling any better?
A little. Patrick!
It's good to see you again. Where have you been?
Tegan and Tuller have been in a state of induced de-sleep to help them recover.
Have you told him about Nyssa?
That he won't be seeing her again, yes.
But what about what happened? Why she got left behind?
The doctor was in the process of telling me.
I just got to the point where you were strapped into the induction chamber. Do you remember?
I'm hardly likely to forget.
Then maybe you'd like to take over while I check on Tuller.
Not particularly.
Good. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm sorry, Adric. Nyssa loved you so much, you know.
Not quite enough to make sure she came here straight away, it seems.
That wasn't her fault. That was, well...
The doctor's.
I didn't say that.
But it's true, isn't it? That's what you think.
I don't know what to think. I've only just woken up.
I'm sorry, it's just hard not to want to scream at someone. Tell me what happened next, after you were put in the induction chamber.
Right. Well, that maniac Pallister switched it on, and I thought I was a goner, when all of a sudden the lights went out.
Magnetic induction failure. Power outage. This can't be happening.
It seems your machine isn't quite as reliable as you thought, Pallister.
I suggest you take a look outside. Both of you.
What? The portal. It's contracting. Destabilizing.
And that spaceship's heading right for it.
I doubt Captain Branarak is going to be too pleased when it's torn to pieces.
I must raise the platform. Hold the descent. Oh, done it.
With only a few feet to spare.
Pallister, what in the name of the Seven Icebrooms Department are you think you're playing?
A minor malfunction. Captain, a few circuit or broken connections.
A minor malfunction? We were nearly hurled into the jaws of doom just as they were snapping shut.
My apologies. I'll investigate the problem right away.
First of all, you'll bring the Buccaneer 11. I don't trust this contraption of yours.
Yes, of course. Lowering platform.
And you better get things working again, because the last person who failed me ended up with their foot.
Yes, I'm sure they did.
Any chance of one of you getting me out of this thing?
Alive and healthy. Oh, good, good. Save us having to find another tribute.
The offer is still open, you know. My friend and I can help.
Help? What with?
Well, for a start, getting your machine working again.
Hang on.
For all I know, you were the ones who sabotaged it.
Oh, come on. How could we have done that? We've been with you the whole time.
What I suggest is this. We help you find and repair the fault, and in return, you release Tegan.
Very well. But any hint of treachery and I'll have her killed.
Doctor, you're not preparing to cooperate with this lunatic.
I don't see that we have any choice if we're going to save your life and stand any sort of chance of getting home.
Okay. So which of you is going to get me out of here?
Not just yet. You can remain here.
What? Doctor, tell him.
Sorry, Tegan. We'll be back as soon as possible.
Tolo?
The doctor's right. You might as well get comfortable.
Comfortable, he says. Trussed up like a chicken.
Sentinel 1, come with us. Sentinel 2, wait here with a woman. Make sure no one else comes near. Understand? Good. Doctor, Turlough, the power generator is in the vault directly beneath here. If you'd like to follow me.
Only too delighted.
Oh, great. The boys get to go and play with their toys while Muggins here gets left behind. Chained to a griddle with nothing but a suit of armor for company. Don't talk much, do you? What do you want? Get back!
Oh, that's better. You have no idea how hot it is in this thing. Hello, Tegan.
Who the heck are you?
My name's Cherry Ann. I'm a friend of Nyssa's.
You know Nyssa?
She was the one who cut the power.
Why, you sneaked in here disguised as a robot.
Nyssa and I overpowered one of the sentinels and removed its workings. Well, Nyssa did most of the work. I've come to rescue you, if you'll hold still.
Thank you. Much appreciated. So, where is Nyssa now?
Hiding nearby. If you can walk, I'll take you to her.
I can walk? But what about you? Do you want me to help you out of that medieval get-up?
Not just yet. If you could help me get my helmet back on, we can pose as prisoner and escort. Nyssa, it's us! Tegan, you're unharmed.
Just about. Apparently, I have you to thank for saving my life.
We knew you would be the next tribute. So while Cherry Ann went to find you, I went to the vault containing Pallister's power generator and, well, sabotaged it.
In the nick of time. I was about to be used as a human battery.
What about the Doctor and Turlo? Where are they?
With Pallister. They offered to help him get his machine working again in return for not killing me.
Oh, no.
What is it?
I only had time to fuse a couple of circuits. It won't take them long to repair the damage.
And once they've done that, they're going to notice I've gone walkabout.
Yes. We have to get out of here.
Well, with a sentinel to lead the way, hopefully that shouldn't be too difficult.
Ready, Cherry Ann?
I'll give it my best shot. Walk ahead of me. I'll try to look like I'm pushing you.
Ow! No need to overdo it.
We made it out of the Citadel easy enough, emerging into a nicey, windy night. Once we were in the clear, Cherry Ann removed her armor and hid it in a rubbish tip. Then she led us through the gaslit streets to her home, a small wooden hut with a tarpaulin roof. Inside, a frail figure lay on a mattress on the floor.
This is my brother, Balduin.
Cherry, who are these?
Friends. This is Tegan and Nyssa.
Hello.
You were gone so long. What happened to you?
I was taken by a riot gang trying to use me to buy their way off this world, but I escaped with the help of Nyssa.
Then I am forever grateful.
Now you must get some rest. Have you eaten?
No good. Food all rotten.
Then we shall get some more once it's light. Now wrap up warm. Oh, you've let the fire go out again.
I dreamt of Balazar. So far away. But getting nearer.
Don't talk like that. Now, try to get some sleep.
You won't go away.
I won't go away.
Do you have any more blankets?
What you see is all I have.
Then he can have my jacket.
What about you?
I'm young, I'll be fine.
You're not as young as you look. Speaking of which, Cherry Ann, I don't mean to talk out of turn, but this guy is your brother?
Yes.
But he must be 50 years older than you at least.
Looks are deceptive. He's only 2 years older than me.
What? Then what happened to him?
He was infected with the entropy plague.
The entropy plague?
The blight of this universe. On some worlds, it is called the Dusty Death. On others, it is known as the Wasting.
And it makes people older?
It makes them decay. The process of aging accelerated. Their skin goes dry and wrinkled. Their limbs become thin and weak. And then, well, just look at my brother's left hand.
It's cracked like a mud lake during a drought. And he's lost two fingers.
He's turning to dust. Literally crumbling away piece by piece.
Oh, no.
His hand was the first part of him to be affected before it spread to the rest of his body. Oh, don't get too close.
Why? What is it?
I don't know whether it's true, but some people believe it. It's transmitted through touch.
Is there a cure? There must be a cure. Nyssa?
No. I don't think there's anything anyone can do.
What? That doesn't sound like you.
Don't you remember, Tegan? You've seen this before. You told me. This is what happened to the monitor on Logopolis.
Oh, yes. Entropy.
And now the same thing's happening here to this whole universe. The same thing that destroyed Traken. Tegan, this is how my people died.
The doctor said something about CVE, about how it was causing all this.
Yes. It's draining all the energy, all the binding structure from this universe.
My brother isn't the only one in this plague with the disease. They're kept out of sight, considered unclean.
And denied medical treatment?
Some say the only way of preventing its spread is to destroy the infected, kill them and burn their remains.
It's barbaric.
I recall things weren't so different on your world when we visited it during the time of plague. And I've seen similar reactions to Lazar's disease and Richter's. Fear of disease can lead people to do terrible, desperate things. Things worse than the disease itself.
Whenever a new spaceship arrives, Pallister has his sentinels check it for any signs of infection. If they find any, he'll have the ship incinerated with everyone on board.
But you avoided that because your ship crashed.
If my brother was infected, we didn't know about it. He didn't show any of the signs till later. He didn't bring it here.
If it's as widespread as you say, it doesn't matter how it got here. What matters is to prevent further infection and to care for the infected.
You haven't changed, have you, Nyssa? All these years, you're still putting other people first and yourself last.
It's how I was brought up, and I wouldn't want to be any other way.
The next morning, Nyssa and I left Cherry-Anne with her brother and went to the marketplace to get food.
What are we going to buy stuff with? We haven't got any money.
My hair comb, it has a few precious stones.
That must be the last thing you have from Trock.
We don't have any choice, unless you have any suggestions.
No. So, what are we going to get? I'm not sure any of this is even edible. What are these? Giant conkers or sea urchins?
Those look like Alzerian river fruits. They should do.
Spider-free, I hope.
I'd like these, please.
And what have you got for me?
This. I hope it'll be acceptable.
Jewellery? Well, I'll tell you what. You're a pretty girl. Universe is about to end. Why not? There you go.
I can't help thinking that we could have driven a harder bargain.
Next time you can do the negotiating.
So what else?
Clean water. Cherry-Anne said we should try the medical centre.
How far is that?
Not far. It's near the landing site.
Are you all right? Just a little cold. Can't you feel it?
Yes, I...
It's happening! An earthquake!
No, I don't think so. Look at the fruit!
I turn to see all the fruit and vegetables on the market stall shriveling up and rotting away before my eyes.
Entropy. It's affecting the food and the animals.
Nyssa!
What is it? Why are you looking at me like that? Is there something wrong?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. What just happened?
For a few seconds, the rate of organic decay was increased.
What does that mean?
It means Pallister must have got the portal working again.
Which means they found another tribute.
Yes. Oh, no. The fruit we just bought, it's putrefied.
We should ask for your comb back. Hey, you!
What's the matter? Can't you see I've got enough to worry about?
You sold us this fruit, it's rotten.
It's not my fault, is it? It's this place. Keeps on happening. My whole stock ruined. I'll have to defrost another batch.
What about my friend? She gave you her comb. She should get it back.
Not my problem, love. No refunds and that's final.
Oh, no, it isn't. You're going to...
Really? You're picking a fight with a fella holding a meat cleaver? Doesn't strike me as a very strong negotiating position.
Come on, Tegan, let's go.
You just wait, mate. We'll be back.
The medical centre was little more than a tent heaving with refugees of every race and species. A queue snaked towards a row of tables, while the steam-driven robots stood guard.
Is there anywhere we can get clean water?
You're too late. Today's ration's already gone.
What? How are we supposed to manage without water?
Same as the rest of us. Offer yourself up as a tribute for one of the transit ships. They'll give your family food and water and passage out of here, if you're lucky.
For some reason, the idea doesn't appeal.
Well, then what are you doing here? You see all these people? They're not lining up for medical treatment. They're lining up to offer themselves as sacrifices.
They're volunteering for Pallister's machine?
Yes. The sentinels are here to check if we're healthy enough. Most of us aren't.
The result of long-term entropic exposure.
Good luck. Hope you make it. Don't let the Sandman touch you.
Don't let the Sandman touch you. That man we met last night said the same thing.
Just something they say.
What on earth?
Tegan?
Over there. The doctor. The doctor was at the far end of the tent with science tech Pallister, who seemed to be giving him a guided tour. They looked far too pally for my liking.
What's he doing here? And where's Turner?
Why don't we ask him? After me.
But if Pallister sees you...
He won't. He's too busy with that bunch of lizard hell's angels.
All right. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sorry. Pushing in. I just want to speak to a friend.
Tegan, Nyssa, what are you doing here?
I was about to ask you the same question.
You can't stay here. You have to go. If Pallister sees you...
Not until you tell us what's going on.
There's no time to explain.
Come on, I know you're up to something.
Please, Tegan, you'll just have to trust me.
Doctor, where's Turlo?
Turlo is fine. Listen, go back to the TARDIS and wait for us there. Here's my key. Try not to lose it.
Why are you so chummy with Pallister? He tried to kill me.
Because, Tegan, he's the only one with the means to get us back to our own universe.
What?
You saw he could send spaceships through the portal. Well, I'm trying to arrange to have the TARDIS put on board the next one out of here.
But I thought for the machine to work, someone had to die. A human battery, you said.
I did. It does.
And you're happy to go along with that?
This is a dying universe. If we don't want to die with it, we don't have any choice. Pallister is our only hope.
But what about everyone else in E-Space?
I'm sorry, Nyssa, I can't save everyone.
No, all that matters is yourself.
Not just me. You, Nyssa, and Turlo. Would you rather I left you here?
Tegan, Pallister's coming this way. We have to go.
You haven't heard the last of this, Doctor.
Oh, I'm sure I haven't. No, please, wait in the TARDIS. It's for your own good.
Come on, Nyssa. Let's go.
I can't believe the Doctor would leave everyone here to die.
Yeah, it's full of surprises.
Cherianne? We couldn't get any food, but we collected some rainwater. If we boil it...
Oh, no.
My brother's worse.
What happened to him?
He must have felt it. The portal opened and he deteriorated.
Oh, water...
We'll get you some water in a moment. I just want to look at you.
Careful, Nyssa. Don't get too close.
Please. Water.
His whole arm. It dissolved. Like sand in an hourglass.
The infection has progressed to the rest of his body. Cherianne, boil the rainwater.
Nyssa, are you... You look...
Just do it.
Right, yes.
Tegan, we'll need something to use as dressings.
What do you suggest? I only have the clothes I'm standing in.
Exactly. If we tear off our shirt sleeves and sterilise them in the water, we can use them as bandages.
What about us? We nearly froze to death last night.
Once I've made Raldrin comfortable, we can go back to the TARDIS and get some more clothes, along with some food and medicine.
I suppose that makes sense, though. Wouldn't it be more...
Sentinels, coming this way.
Wants us.
Failure to cooperate will be terminal. Any attempt to withhold the females will be terminal. They must be surrendered.
We should give ourselves up.
What? And have Pallister strap us both in his juice extractor and use us as batteries?
We can't ask Cherianne and her brother to risk their lives for us.
You don't need to ask. You saved my life. Now it's my turn.
But we can't
I'm not going to argue. Use the blankets to cover yourselves. Quickly.
All right. If you insist. Tegan?
This isn't going to work. But I suppose it's worth a try.
It's outside. Don't move.
The females known as Tegan and Nyssa are required.
You're looking in the wrong place. They're not here.
Any attempt to withhold them will be terminal.
I told you, they're not here. As you can see, it's just me and my brother.
If you discover their location, you must provide it.
If I see them, you'll be the first to know.
Maintain surveillance. Search continuing.
All right, it's safe to come out now.
Thank you. You didn't need to do that.
The Sentinels will keep looking. So if you want to get back to your ship, you should go now.
We'll be back, and we'll bring medicines, food, water.
But there's no need.
There's every need. We're not going to abandon you, are we, Tegan?
No, of course not.
Very well. Where is your spaceship?
It's not a spaceship as such.
It's not far from the main marketplace.
Then, once you leave here, turn left. There's an alleyway that goes most of the way there, and it's too narrow for Sentinels.
We'll be back as soon as we can. I promise. It's clear. Let's go.
We made our way back through the town as the afternoon turned to dusk and people gathered for the carnival of death. How come it's getting dark so quickly?
It depends on the planet's orbit and rotation, and its sun is a red giant, so it's not producing much heat or light. Come on, the TARDIS is just down that side street.
What? Where is it?
It's gone. The TARDIS has gone.
Are we sure we're in the right place?
You can see the indentation on the ground. The TARDIS has been dragged away towards the Citadel.
So now we really are stuck here. And that's the whole warm clothes plan up the Swanee.
The TARDIS was locked, and I've got the only key. It can't leave without us. We just have to find it, that's all.
The Sandmen are coming. They're here. The Sandmen are coming. Everyone, run for your lives. The Sandmen are coming.
The Sandmen? What's he on about?
I get the impression they're more than a local superstition.
Hey, you! What's going on?
The Sandmen are coming to town. If they touch you, you're dead. One touch is all it takes.
But what are the Sandmen?
Everyone knows the stories, the songs. And if you don't, I don't have time to tell you. My sweet mother, they're here. They're here.
I turned to see what he was staring at. Three figures, human but with spindly limbs, were walking down the street towards us, casting long shadows before them. Those are the Sandmen.
Tegan, we have to get out of here, now.
You two want to live? Follow me, this way.
He ran towards an alleyway leading from the marketplace, and another Sandman emerged from it, reaching towards him. It was formed entirely out of dust, with hollow pits for eyes and mouth.
Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust.
No, no. Keep away from me. Keep back.
Sandman touched the man, and as he fell, he aged in an instant, his hair turning white, his body becoming a skeleton, dissolving into powder as it hit the ground.
Sand to sand.
Entropy.
What?
It drew all the energy out of it, all the structure, all the life force. That must be how they feed.
Great. So how do we avoid being the next meal?
That passageway there, it's the only way out. Come on!
We ran until we came to a surging tide of refugees gathered at the Citadel entrance. We squeezed through the crowd to the doorway.
Only those with a tribute may enter.
But there are Sandmen in the town. They're killing people.
Any attempt to enter without a tribute will be terminal.
Take me! Please let my family in!
You are unsatisfactory. You may not enter. Only those with a tribute may enter.
But if you don't let them in, they all die.
People began to try to climb over the fence into the grounds of the Citadel.
Any attempt to enter without a tribute will be terminal. You will vacate the area. You will vacate the area.
It's no good. We have to get out of here.
But those robots, they're shooting innocent people. It's a massacre.
We have to leave now.
You will vacate the area.
Those Sandmen, things are everywhere. They have the town surrounded.
There must be something we can do. They must have some weakness.
Mister, Tegan,
Cherianne, are you all right?
I'm fine. I heard the alarm, so I thought...
What about your brother?
He's still in my heart.
Then we should get back to him if we can.
Did you manage to get anything from your ship?
It's been stolen.
Stolen? Then you couldn't get any medicine or...
No. We'll just have to do what we can without.
Well, I found these cloaks on an overturned cart. They're not very warm, but they're something.
Never mind the cloaks. Cherianne, what actually are the Sandmen?
You don't know. They're figures from bedtime stories and folk songs. Parents tell their children, if they don't behave, the Sandmen will come and get you.
Yeah, but these things are real.
They always were real. We discovered that on Belazar in the final days. They're a manifestation of the death of this universe.
An embodiment of entropy itself.
Doesn't look like they've been around here, fortunately. Raldarin? It's me. Hello?
Inside, it was so dark we couldn't make out anything but the vague shape of a man with spindly limbs shuffling towards us.
Well, Dan, is that you?
Something has happened to me. What has happened to me?
Oh, no! We're too late. He's died. He's died and he's become one of them.
What?
Don't you see? This is where they come from. This is how they're made. Ralverin's turned into a sandman.
Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. Sand to sand.
It was so dark we couldn't make out anything but the vague shape of a man with spindly limbs shuffling towards us. It was Cherry Ann's brother, Ralderin.
Tegan, are you all right?
Sorry, I just need to sit down a moment.
Sorry to take so long. Tegan?
I feel so tired all of a sudden.
Residual effects of exposure to accelerated entropy.
You should get some more rest.
I'm fine.
Montella's right. A little more de-sleep will do you the world of good. Come on, I'll help you back to the TARDIS.
I can walk, thank you.
You can also fall over.
But I haven't finished.
Well, never mind that.
I suppose the Doctor and Tegan have told you what happened.
Well, not quite. All I know is that my mother is alive and in E-space.
The Doctor said that? He told you she was still alive?
Yes. Why, is there something I should know?
No. That's what he said. What else have they told you?
Tegan had got as far as the Sandmen attacking the settlement.
All right. Well, I wasn't really there for that. You remember how when we found Tegan, she was wired into the induction chamber?
Of course I do. I'm not stupid.
Well, the Doctor made Pallister agree to let Tegan live if we helped him repair his machine.
Fascinating. So the power is extracted using magnetic induction amplified here and then outputted to here, where it stabilizes and dilates the portal.
Except it's not working.
Yes, still, one has to admire the workmanship.
Have you thought about turning it off and on again?
Have you thought about remaining silent?
There must be over 1,000 capacitors, transistors and valves. It could take us weeks to locate the problem.
We don't have weeks. This universe doesn't have weeks.
Not while the CVU remains open, no.
Doctor, you said there might be another way of generating power.
Yes, even in a dying universe, you could harness the force of gravity or solar energy, even the thermodynamic collapse itself.
All considered, attempted and rejected. The only way out of this universe is by using this machine.
And human sacrifice.
If there was an alternative, I would take it. But there is. Isn't. Besides, they'd only die otherwise.
That's not a justification. Aha!
What is it?
These circuits are fused. This is the cause of your problem.
Well, that was easy.
There's no way they can have overloaded. There's an emergency surge cutoff.
Are you sure about that?
I built this machine. I know every inch of it. Of course I'm sure. This can only be the result of deliberate sabotage.
You don't think if someone intended to sabotage this, they'd have done a better job?
There is no alternative explanation. Fortunately, I have spares. Well, here we are. Now, it should simply be a question of restoring the connections. It shouldn't take more than a few hours.
Once the machine had been restored to working order, we returned to the power vault, only to find that Tegan had mysteriously vanished.
I don't understand. Where can she have gone?
She can hardly have escaped on her own. This must be your doing. Sentinel 1, restrain Turtle.
Oh, come on, there's no need.
Commander.
Admit it, Doctor. You sabotaged the induction chamber to save your friend and create a diversion while your accomplice came to set her free.
Paranoia and a vivid imagination. A lethal combination.
Sentinel 1, break the human's arms.
As commanded.
Wait! We got your machine working again, didn't we?
Yes, and you knew where to find the sabotage very quickly.
But if we were saboteurs, we'd want your machine out of action for as long as possible. We wouldn't help you repair it.
I suppose you have a point. Sentinel-1, cancel order.
As commanded.
Thank you.
But we still have a problem. With no power source, I can't stabilize the portal. And if I can't do that, Captain Brannerick
will... Yes, what will I do, Pallister, you treacherous cur?
Then we have experienced a small technical difficulty.
A small technical difficulty? You leave my ship, poised to plummet into the abyss, then you don't answer your radio.
Yes, you see, I...
Oh, so I'd come in here in person to give you a little motivational talk.
You realize that if you kill me, there's no one else who can operate my machine.
I don't know. I dare say I could get the hang of it.
And who might you be?
The Doctor. I don't believe we've been introduced.
Know me as Captain Brannerack. These lads be my crew of the Buccaneer. Best drill crew in X-Space, aren't you, lads?
Very definition of a motley crew.
Are you disrespecting us?
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
Good. Because those who do dare end up skewered.
I'll bear that in mind.
Make sure you do. Who's the fella being held by the tin robot?
That's my friend, Turlough. Say hello, Turlough.
Delighted to make your acquaintance.
You see, the tribute you provided became non-viable, so this man is to act as her replacement.
But I helped.
Sentinel One, place him in the induction chamber.
As commanded.
You really are without any moral scruples, aren't you?
In my experience, Doctor, pragmatists live longer.
Putting the mindless battling to one side for a moment, are you saying that you can reopen the portal?
Well, now there's a new power source in place, it's simply a matter of activating the chamber. So, if you and your crew would like to return to your ship...
No! Not until I'm sure this contraption works.
Very well, if you insist. A brief demonstration.
Pallister, don't do this.
Don't worry, your friend will survive. Wouldn't want to waste a valuable resource, would we?
Doctor, help me.
Doctor, if you so much as move, I will order my sentinel to shoot you.
I helped you repair your machine. I can show you how to improve it. Just let Turlough go.
You'll forgive me if I decline your offer, but Captain Brannerack requires a demonstration. Activating induction chamber. Stabilize the portal, dilating aperture. And Captain Brannerack, I don't like having a musket pointed at my head.
What's happening, you scary dog?
Entropic acceleration. He's opened the portal without stabilizing the interface.
As I suffered in the induction chamber, Captain Brannerack and his pirates grew visibly older. Their skin becoming weathered, their hair turning grey.
Sentinels, enter power vault and restrain all intruders now.
Don't just stand there! Fight back, you yellow-bellied poltroons! Pallister, switch it off or I'll scalp you!
With what? Your gun's rusted solid and your cutlass is so brittle it would snap if you use it to cut cheese.
I can still throttle you with my bare hands! Get off me, you blackguard! Get off!
Sentinels, destroy their weapons, then secure them. If they resist, break bits off. Excellent. Then we're done. For now.
At last.
Captain Brannerack, did I prove the effectiveness of my machine to your satisfaction?
I'll eviscerate you for this, you perfidious mongrel.
I'll take that as a yes. Did you really think I'd be so naive as to leave myself vulnerable to attack? I'd hardly have survived this long otherwise.
You have teeth and guile, I grant you, but we had a deal.
Which was negated the moment you came in here and threatened my life. I don't appreciate intimidation.
You sanctimonious toad! Nobody crosses Captain Brannerack and lives!
Yes. Sentinels, take the intruders away to the dungeon and lock them in holding cages.
As commanded. Shall I remove the Doctor and his companion?
No. We have matters to discuss. Release his friend. He's served his purpose.
As commanded.
Thank you. For a worrying moment there, I thought you were going to have me executed.
I still might, if you or the Doctor cross me.
Oh, don't worry. We're as honest as the day is long.
I'm sure you are. Now, you said you could improve my machine.
I need to take another look, but yes, I think it could be made to run more... Turlough? Are you feeling all right?
I'm sorry. I suddenly feel terribly... terribly...
Turlough! Turlough! Wake up!
I woke up with a splitting headache, in a bare room with a jug of water and a stale loaf on the bedside. Outside, the sun was setting in the starless sky. As I was eating, the doctor entered.
Tello! Feeling a little better, I hope?
Not particularly. What happened?
You passed out. After effects of the induction chamber.
So what have you been up to while I was out cold?
Trying to gain Pallister's confidence.
Did you manage to improve his machine?
No, unfortunately, the laws of thermodynamics are irritatingly intractable. But I've come up with an alternative approach.
Which is?
Reverse the purpose of his machine. Rather than prizing the portal wider, it could be used to close it.
Close it?
Permanently. Cutting off E-space and N-space forever. This is the final interface. When this one goes, there's no way back.
But that would leave everyone trapped in a universe with just a few weeks left to live.
No. The CVE is causing the energy drain. Once the portal is closed, E-space should be good for a few more centuries at least.
That doesn't sound like much of a solution.
That's not ideal, but it's the best I can do. If we keep opening the portal, the entropy will keep increasing. The more people try to leave this universe, the less time it has left.
The more you try to solve the problem, the worse it gets.
Exactly. We can't evacuate everyone, but at least my way, those left behind will be able to live out the rest of their natural lives.
But you will still need a power source. Someone has to be in the induction chamber. Someone has to die.
Like I said, it's not ideal.
So if you do this, we end up stuck in this universe for the rest of our natural lives.
Not quite. Before the CVE can be closed, it must be stabilized, so one last ship will be able to pass through it.
And we could be on that ship.
You, Nyssa, and Tegan could. Someone has to remain behind to act as a power source and close the portal.
You?
I can't think of anyone more qualified. I was the one who got you into this mess. It's my responsibility to get you out.
Doctor, you could use anyone. Branarak, one of his pirates?
I'm not prepared to sacrifice the life of another.
But you are prepared to sacrifice your own?
I won't die. All I'll lose is my freedom, the least I deserve.
And Pallister's happy to go along with this?
No, I've given him the impression that I've improved his machine. In return, he's agreed to allow us to leave in Branarak's ship. I had to convince him that I was willing to use another human as a power source, so I accompanied him to the town to select some suitable candidates.
And did you?
They're in the dungeon, but don't worry. I'll make sure they're set free once you've gone.
What about Nyssa and Tegan? Do they know what you're planning?
Not yet. I spoke to them when I was in the town, told them to wait in the TARDIS. Hopefully they'll have done what I said.
Hopefully.
Indeed. You see, I persuaded Pallister to get his robots to fetch the TARDIS and place it on board the Buccaneer.
Doctor, you are required by Science Tech Pallister.
Good news, I hope.
Your container has been located and transferred to the spacecraft. Follow, I will take you to it.
The Sentinel led us to the Buccaneer, still resting on the ramp in front of the portal. We passed through the airlock into a murky, cramped control room littered with looted trinkets. It smelt heavily of stale sweat and corroded batteries.
Ah, Doctor.
Hello.
Mind your head. I'm pleased to see your friend has recovered. Tell me, what precisely does this blue box of yours contain?
Oh, just some items of personal value.
Not very many, by the look of it.
A few souvenirs of our travels in E-space, that's all.
Fascinating. Now, if you will excuse me, I still need to find a subject for the induction chamber. One of Branarak's crew, perhaps.
I'll meet you later in the power vault. Just got a few things to check first.
He's gone.
Good. Nyssa, Tegan, if you're in there, it's safe to come out. There's no one here apart from Tello and me. Hello?
I don't think they're in there.
No. They must still be in the settlement with that girl, Cherry Ann.
So what now?
I would not advise leaving the Citadel, Doctor. You've seen for yourself the conditions out there. If it wasn't for the Sentinels, we would have been mobbed.
Then let us borrow two Sentinels for our protection.
There's no need. The Sentinels can locate and recover your friends for you.
You're in radio contact with all of the Sentinels in the settlement.
Of course. I can give the Sentinels the order right now. I'm quite keen to enjoy Tegan's company again.
I doubt the feeling is mutual.
What was the other girl's name again?
Nyssa. She's called Nyssa.
Science Tech Pallister calling all Sentinels on patrol in the settlement. You are to locate two females known as Tegan and Nyssa.
As
Commander.
Anyone attempting to obstruct your search or withhold them is to be dealt with in the usual fashion.
As commanded.
Now what?
A disturbance in the dungeon. Sentinels, report! Report! Report!
They're not answering.
Maybe we should go down there and look.
We made our way down to the dungeon to find the prisoners in a state of terror, heaving at the bars of their cages like wild animals.
What's got into them?
They're scared. Something's frightened them out of their wits.
Pallister, you've got to let us out of here in the name of the fire demons of Beluma!
And why on Apollyon would I want to do that?
One of my crew, he's come down with the entropy plague.
What?
I picked up a flaming torch and peered into the cage. One of the pirates sat in the far corner. Even as I watched, his hair snaked out of his scalp and his skin tightened over his skull.
Get back! Don't let him touch! What are you saying, man? You've got to let us out of here, or we'll all catch it! And you know what that means!
What?
You know what happens to those struck down with entropy plague? What they become? And then these cages won't be enough to hold us!
What's he talking about?
Doctor, do you want to stand by and let us die? Do you?
No. Tell me what I can do.
Let us out! Gavlar's beyond hope now, but the rest of us be plague free!
No! Your carriers, all of you!
Not yet! But if you don't release us soon, we will be. And then not even your sentinels will be able to save you. Look at them!
What are you talking about? Sentinel 5, report status.
Communications malfunction. Corrosion of internal mechanisms. Condition terminal.
So that's why they weren't responding. They're rusting away.
And so are the bars of the cages.
They're infected. They're all infected.
You can't be sure of that. You should establish a quarantined area.
It's too late for that. All sentinels, on my word, you are to open all holding cages and drive out all the prisoners into the settlement. Do you understand?
But if you do that, you'll spread the infection.
We don't have any choice. It's them or us.
Just let us out of here, you flea-ridden cur! Gamma's changing! He's changing!
Dust to dust.
Doctor, if he says there's nothing we can do for them and they're infectious...
I can't let you do this, Pallister.
All sentinels, open the cages now! Get them out of here!
The sentinels unlocked the cages, and the prisoners staggered free, stumbling towards us.
All tributes are to vacate the citadel. Any attempt to remain will be terminal.
As the sentinels forced the prisoners out of the citadel, we retreated up the stairs.
There, now, that should keep them out.
What about everyone in the settlement? What happens to them?
They're not my concern. And either you help me open the portal so we can escape this cursed universe, or you are very welcome to join them.
Pallister ordered his remaining sentinels to secure the other entrances to the citadel while we returned to his laboratory.
Pallister, what exactly is the entropy plague?
The second law of dynamics is infection, incurable and unstoppable, resulting in complete cellular decay and disintegration.
You mean they turn to dust?
Yes. Unfortunately, it doesn't always prove fatal.
Like Branarak said, the plague transforms the carrier into something else.
A sandman. A figure from folklore, but with origins in fact. They feed on energy, on structure, on heat and light. And if you're so much as touched by a sandman, you become a sandman.
And you released them into the settlement?
Which should give us time to get away.
But if you open the portal, you'll accelerate the progress of the infection. You'll make the sandmen even more powerful.
As I seem to keep telling you, there is no alternative.
No, there is. We close the portal, seal it off, end the energy drain. If that's what's generating the sandmen, then if we close it, they should be scattered to the four winds.
And we will all be trapped.
Not necessarily. To close the CVE, we need to stabilize it, so one last ship will be able to pass through.
The Buccaneer.
But that will be it. The next time the portal is opened must be the last. We go, the portal closes behind us forever.
So long as we get away, it hardly matters.
Of course it matters. There are thousands of people left in this universe. If we can't evacuate them, we can at least give them a chance of survival.
Science-Tech Pallister.
What is it?
Humans are congregating at the main entrance. They claim there are sandmen in the settlement.
Unless they offer tributes and are free of infection, no one is to enter the Citadel. Do you understand? No one.
They are climbing the perimeter fence, attempting to enter the grounds.
Order them to vacate the area. If they refuse, persuade them.
As commanded.
But you did this. You are responsible. If you leave those people out there at the mercy of the Sandmen...
The Sandmen have no mercy.
Exactly.
Tolo's right. You have to let them in.
But it's too late for that. They must take their own chances.
Doctor, Tegan and Nyssa are out there.
I hadn't forgotten.
If they are still alive, my sentinels will find them. But in the meantime, we have preparations to make.
You agree? You'll use your machine to close the CVE.
I agree. One of my sentinels can operate it once we are safely on board the Buccaneer.
There'll be no need for that.
No?
I'm offering myself as tribute. If it means I get my friends home, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
The Doctor and Pallister went to the vault to work on the generator, while I remained in the laboratory, staying in contact with the Sentinels.
The females known as Tegan and Nyssa have been located.
What? Are they alive?
They are both animate. They were with another female known as Cherry Ann.
Bring them all into the Citadel, through the West Gate.
As commanded.
Doctor! Hello?
Tolo, what is it?
Tegan and Nyssa, they're alive and being brought here now.
Marvellous. Pallister and I just have a few finishing touches to make, and I'll meet you all in the power vault.
I waited for the Doctor in the power vault. A few minutes later, he arrived, and then a sentinel led in three figures dressed in hooded cloaks.
Doctor!
Nyssa, Tegan, and,
Cherry Ann.
Yes, I remember. You're all unharmed, I trust.
Just about. We were in Cherry Ann's hut when her brother became one of those Sandman things. Then this robot turned up, grabbed us, and frog-marched us here.
You should see it out there, Doctor. It's like a war zone.
Sandmen and robots killing people, people begging to get into this place.
It's like the world is coming to an end.
Not just a world, the entire universe. It can't have more than a few hours left.
We can't just pretend it's not happening. Doctor, we have to do something.
Yes, that's why I've arranged with Pallister for you three to be on board the last ship to pass through the CVE.
I didn't mean make a deal with that sadist. I meant...
Necessity makes strange bedfellows. The TARDIS is already in the ship. Once you're back in N-Space, it will reactivate and you'll be able to contact the Time Lords. They'll be able to get you all home.
You're talking like you won't be with us.
I won't. Someone needs to act as a power source.
And that person gets left behind?
Yes, so you see, that person should be me.
Doctor?
We can't leave anyone behind. Not you, not the people of E-Space.
Please, listen to me. Once the CVE is closed, the energy drain will cease and the Sandmen will turn to dust. This world will still have centuries left.
You'd never be able to return to our universe.
Rather me than any of you. And Cherry Ann, you can go on the ship too, if you like.
Thank you. I'd like that very much.
No.
Why are we still arguing?
There are people suffering out there, Doctor. Not just from the plague, from malnutrition, from exhaustion. We can't just leave them.
If you're ever going to return to N-Space, we don't have any choice.
No, Doctor. There is another way. I can be the power source. I should be the one who stays.
No, Nyssa, you have a son and daughter.
Out of all of us, who can do the most good here? Me, Doctor. It's me. I'll be able to save lives, to tend to the sick. It's what I've always done. It's what I was brought up to do.
No, I'm not going to argue with you, Nyssa.
I can't let you sacrifice yourself, Doctor. You have so much more life left to live. But me? I've lived a long time. Look at me.
As Nyssa spoke, she drew back the hood of her cloak to reveal her skin was lined and her hair was streaked with grey. She looked even older than she did when we met her on Helheim.
Oh, no.
Yes. My rejuvenation has been reversed. I'm starting to look and feel my real age.
The effect of exposure to accelerated entropy.
Exactly, Doctor. The same thing that destroyed my home planet is now killing me.
But you can be cured. Once you're back in N-Space, you'll be back to normal, won't she, Doctor? Won't she?
There is no cure. It's an immutable law. Entropy increases.
Which is why I must stay and you must go. Go and find my son and daughter. Tell them that I chose to remain here. Tell them that I love them and that I will always love them.
Nyssa, no.
You have to let me do this, Doctor. You have to let me be the one who stays behind. So, Adric, that's when I told the Doctor, Tegan and Turlough that I should be the one to stay behind. I couldn't abandon the people there, not when there was a chance I could do some good. But the Doctor didn't agree.
I'm not going to let you do this, Nyssa. You promised your son you'd meet him on Maxus Realta. If it wasn't for me, you'd be with him right now.
I don't blame you, Doctor. It wasn't your fault.
You can't stay here. Do these people really mean more to you than your own children?
My children have lives of their own. They don't need me.
I don't think they'd agree with that.
Why does any of us have to stay behind? Pallister said one of his sentinels can operate the machine.
So what are you suggesting? We use someone else as a power source?
Yes. Why not?
Because, Turlough, it would be murder.
One life for many. Think of all the people you've saved. All the people you will save if you get back to Endspace. And the same goes for Nyssa.
I don't see you volunteering, Turlough.
I don't see you volunteering either.
Then who should it be? Cherianne!
What?
What about Captain Branarak or one of his crew? They're murderers. We'd be doing both universes a favour.
All the time you've been with me, Turlough, have you learned nothing?
I've learned that your life, Nyssa's life, all our lives, are worth more than those of some bloodthirsty pirates.
Is that so? You'll have to forgive me and my lads if we disagree.
Oh, no!
Grab them! And don't let the Doctor touch the controls. Remember last time?
How did you even get in here, Branarak?
Ah, followed the two wenches, didn't we? My lads made short work of the robot on guard. It was riven with decay, like everything in this festering rat hole of a universe.
What about the Sandmen? I thought you were infected.
Two of my lads were. Last we saw them, they were too busy feeding to bother with us.
But you've all been contaminated. It's only a matter of time.
Do you think I don't know that? But once we're back in our own universe, we'll be cured, won't we?
You can't be sure of that. You might carry the plague with you into Endspace.
You're bluffing. And even if you're not, it's a gamble I'm willing to take. We're getting out while we still can, aren't we, lads? Yeah!
You'll need someone to operate the machine.
We have all the help we need. All right. Bring him in.
There's absolutely no need for this. I told you I would cooperate.
Yeah, well, we've already had a taste of your cooperation, Pallister.
Aye.
Unfortunately for you, we didn't die how we were supposed to.
If I wanted you dead, I'd have ordered my sentinels to kill you.
I bet you wish you had now, eh? How many working sentinels have you got left?
A dozen or so.
Good. Summon them here. And don't try anything, or it'll be the last thing you do.
All sentinels to Power Vault. At once.
As commanded.
Captain Branarak and his crew are not to be harmed. Speak it.
Captain Branarak and his crew are not to be harmed.
This order cannot be countermanded.
This order cannot be countermanded.
As commanded.
They're on their way.
You can order them to open the portal by remote control.
I can, yes. They are programmed to obey my every command.
Of course they are. That's the only thing that's keeping you alive. Now, once we're safely on board the Buccaneer, you'll give them the order to stabilize the CVE and send us through.
Well, I'll need to make some preparations.
All right. But just remember, you'll be in the ship with us. So you better make sure we all have a pleasant journey.
But once we're on the other side, you'll let me go.
If I'm feeling in a good mood. So do try not to disappoint me.
I won't. I promise. But we'll need a power source for the induction chamber.
Yeah. Well, we're spoilt for choice, aren't we, lads? 5 unwilling volunteers. Let's see. Ah, now this damsel looks familiar.
You haven't lost any of your charm.
But she's already been subjected to the chamber, as has the boy.
It's been a while since anyone called me a boy.
You are to me. Now, who might you be? Speak, wench.
My name is Nyssa.
Bit on the old side. We could do with someone fresher.
Seriously? With chat-up lines like that, it's no wonder you have to resort to a bunch of unwashed thugs for company.
Silence! Or you'll start making me wonder why I haven't had you killed.
I volunteer. You can use me as a power source.
What?
Nyssa, no.
Just let my friends go with you. They have a container on board your ship. Lock them in it, and once you're through the portal, eject them into space.
You had your belongings stowed in my ship. You were planning on using it to leave. Well, we'll see about that.
But I'm offering...
No! You're no good. There's barely enough life in you to keep it open for more than a few seconds. Ah. But what about this one?
I was wondering when you'd get around to me.
Yeah, you're young enough, healthy enough. And the thought of you suffering, oh, that's tempting.
Then what are you waiting for? put me in the induction chamber.
No. You're up to something. Some treachery. And I think you'd suffer more if you lived. And we used this girl.
Me? No, no, please.
There's still blood in her cheeks. Her skin is smooth as pearl. She's barely been touched by the blight. Yes, she'd be an efficacious power source.
Believe me, if you want power, you should use me.
Oh, then maybe we will, Doctor. You can be our spare if the induction chamber burns her out. Pallister, is your contraption prepared?
It is. All that remains is for the subject to be placed in the chamber. So, if you care to...
All right, but first, let's just make sure you behave yourself, shall we? Hold him, matey!
There's no need for this,
Admiral. Well, that's where you and I have a difference of opinion. Order your sentinels to place the girl in the chamber.
Very well. Sentinel One, place the girl in the induction chamber.
As commanded.
Cherianne!
Don't antagonize them, miss her.
No, please, please!
Secure her!
Please stop! I don't want to die!
Yeah, well, we can't always get what we want, can we? Right, Pallister, order your sentinels to stand guard.
Sentinels, you are to remain here.
As commanded.
Tell them. No one is to touch the girl or your contraption.
No one is to interfere with the power source, the controls, or leave this room. Is your projectile weaponry still functional?
It is.
Then, if they try anything, shoot them. All of them.
As commanded.
All right, lads, put the Doctor and his friends over there.
Aye, Captain. All right, we're going.
Why not just kill us?
Well, this way, you have a front row seat for my departure and to see your friend die.
Unadulterated sadism.
Yeah, I find it good for morale. Lads, time we were gone. And don't forget to bring our science tech. Wouldn't want to accidentally leave him behind now, would we?
Nissa, Doctor, help me, please.
Try to stay calm, Cherianne. The Doctor will think of something, I hope.
Can't we just rush the Sentinel?
It does look like it's falling to bits.
Yes, worth a try.
Any attempt to interfere with the controls or induction chamber will be terminal. This is your first and final warning.
Right, so we've proved it's still in working order.
The minutes slowly pass with us powerless to do anything, and Cherianne strapped in the induction chamber. Outside in the courtyard, the pirates boarded their ship with Pallister.
Doctor, still there, I hope?
Yes, if this is a social call, Captain Branarak, can you keep it short? It's not a very convenient time.
Well, I thought you might like to know. I've had your container thrown outside.
That's very kind of you.
Just in case you have any friends inside it, thinking of leaping out and taking command when we least expect.
You really shouldn't judge people by your own standards.
Goodbye, Doctor. All right, Pallister, get us out of here.
Very good. Sentinel, elevate platform.
As commanded.
Listen, let me take Cherianne's place in the induction chamber.
Too late for that, Doctor.
No, you don't understand. I'm not human. I'm a Time Lord. You'll draw vastly more energy out of me than you will a young woman.
And useful to bear in mind if the girl dies.
Platform elevated.
Buccaneer ready for egress. Commence induction.
As commanded.
The portal! It's expanding!
I can see stars! Millions of stars!
End space!
Release Winchlock!
As commanded.
The ship's sliding towards the interface.
So leaving.
Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. Sand to sand.
Sandman!
You must have found a way into the Citadel.
Attracted by the portal. Don't let them touch you, whatever you do.
I don't think they're interested enough.
They seem more interested in the induction chamber.
Power!
No one may approach the controls. Any attempt to do so will be terminal.
Cherianne. It's me, Cherianne. Goodbye, my sister.
Any attempt to disrupt or disable a sentinel will be terminal. This special has happened for my reward.
I don't believe it. They just touched it and it rusted away.
Brother, be careful with those controls.
All must come to dust. To dust.
Stop the induction. Just in time for Cherry Ann.
Just in time.
But not in time for the pirates. Look, the portal!
I watched in horror as the spaceship slid down the ramp and towards the unstable interface. A swirling, churning vortex of unimaginable forces.
Hold on, this is cursed! That's an unstabilized portal!
Get down! Away from the windows!
Dust to dust!
The icy wind roared through the shattered windows, ripping into the Sandman's bodies, dissolving them, scattering them, reducing them to grains of dust. Doctor, the chamber, Cherry Ann!
Nissa, get her out. I'll try to stabilize the portal.
Right, what's happening?
The Buccaneer tried to leave through an unstable interface.
I saw that. I mean, what's with the howling gale?
The portal has been jammed wide open in a destabilized state.
What does that mean in words of one syllable?
It means the rate of decay will accelerate if I can't find some way of stabilizing it.
You mean we'll all fall to bits?
Well, not just us. Everyone in this universe, everything in this universe.
How soon?
Probably a matter of minutes, and not very many of those.
There, you're free, Cherry Ann.
Thank you. Thank you. My hand, what's happened to it? It's an old woman's hand.
Don't worry, the effect is purely superficial. Doctor, can't you just close the portal?
Not without power. And first we need another ship to take us, to take you through the portal.
Another ship?
There's another on the tracks. It was probably due to leave after the Buccaneer. We could use that.
If we can get it to the portal before all of Pallister's machinery seizes up.
Using the machinery will only hasten the disintegration.
Well, what else can we do? Get out there and push?
If the portal remains unstable, everybody in this universe will die. There's only one solution.
Cherry Ann, no.
Someone has to be a sacrifice.
Pushing Turlo out of the way, Cherry Ann ran to the induction chamber and strapped herself in. Immediately, it began to flicker and flash with blue light. Cherry Ann, you don't have to do this.
I'm too old now. I don't have much time left. Let me die for something, Nissa. If I save you, you can save others in my name.
Please.
This is my decision.
The portal. It's stabilised.
The entropy's reducing, thanks to Cherry Ann.
And the winch is working. Yes. Here comes the ship now.
Outside, a large, battered wreck was hauled into the courtyard.
We're leaving here and that rust bucket? It looks like it could fall to pieces any second.
It must have been caught in the entropy field.
Don't worry, you'll be safe inside the TARDIS, inside the ship.
And how do we get the TARDIS into the ship?
The Sentinels. There may be some still working.
It has to be worth trying. Calling all Sentinels. Any Sentinels? Excellent. How many of you are left?
Five Sentinels remain functional. Identify.
This is Science Tech Pallister.
Your voice pattern does not match.
I have a code. There's a wooden blue box near the portal. Could you place it on board the ship on the access ramp?
As commanded.
Right, Tegan, Turlough, Nissa, off you go.
What?
Into the courtyard, into that ship and into the TARDIS. No time for discussion.
Come on, Tegan.
All right, just don't tell me what to do, okay? Nissa.
I'm staying.
What?
Somebody has to be here to close the portal once the ship has gone through.
And that person will be me.
No, Doctor.
Well, I'm not leaving without you. Without either of you.
Tegan, please.
There is a third option.
What?
One of the Sentinels could do it.
Yes, good plan. Sentinels, respond.
Receiving.
Is my blue box on board the ship?
As commanded.
Good, then I want you here in the power vault, all of you. The more the merrier.
As commanded.
How will I know what to do?
I'll be able to give them the order.
Cherry Ann!
Doctor, show me what they must do.
This switch here releases the winch locks. The ship will then descend into the portal. Then, once we're through, order them to pull this lever. Everything has been set up. Just one pull, and the portal will close, seal shut forever.
I understand. Now go! All of you, go!
All right. And thank you.
Yes, thank you, Cherry Ann. We won't forget you.
Goodbye.
Now, all I have to do is stay alive long enough.
Oh, that thought this ship looked bad from the outside. It's like standing in a dirty oven.
As long as it holds together long enough to get through the interface, it hardly matters.
We'll be inside the TARDIS when it does, anyway.
And there she is. Now, what did I do with the key?
Here, Doctor.
Thank you, Nyssa. What would I do without you?
And not before time. Look!
What?
The portal's destabilizing.
But if we go through that, we'll be ripped to pieces.
Something must have gone wrong. Radio! Radio! Doctor, calling Parville. Cherry-Anne, can you hear me?
Doctor, I'm sorry.
What's the matter? We're losing the interface.
I'm so weak.
You have to, or there'll be another entropic wave.
And we'll be right in the firing line. We won't stand a chance.
I'm sorry, I can't.
The portal's almost completely destabilized.
There's only one solution. One of us has to go back and take Cherry-Anne's place in the induction chamber.
You mean you, don't you?
Who else? Where's Nyssa?
She was with us. She was standing by the airlock.
It's locked. Nyssa must have sealed it from the outside.
Can't you force it?
It's rusted solid. To open it now, I need a blowtorch.
But Nyssa's out there.
I deadlocked the airlock door, climbed down from the platform and ran back towards the Citadel. The wind whipping at my hair, turning it completely grey and then white. I made it to the power vault, where the three remaining sentinels stood motionless beside the induction chamber.
Nyssa!
Cherry-Anne! You're still alive!
I tried to hold on, but... sorry.
It's all right. You did your best. Time you were set free. And now to take your place.
Nyssa, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Doctor.
Then come back to the ship. Let us out.
No. Time for you to return to Endspace.
But if you do this, you'll never see your children again.
Give them my love, Tegan. Tell them goodbye from me.
You realize what you're planning? It's suicide.
Not suicide, Turlo. Self-sacrifice.
Nyssa, please. If you do this, there is no way back. There will never be another interface between the two universes. I'll never be able to find you.
I realize that. But this is my choice. I can do more good here. I'm needed. You know that, Doctor. Sentinel, deactivate radio.
As commanded.
Activate induction chamber.
As commanded.
Ah! Oh, God, stabilize. And release winch locks.
Releasing winch locks.
From my position in the induction chamber, I watched as the spaceship trundled down the ramp towards the portal, towards the shining mass of stars that lay beyond in Endspace. Activation lever.
As commanded.
The portal shrank down to a point and disappeared with a blinding flash. And then, with shaking hands, I released myself from the chamber.
Goodbye, Doctor. Goodbye.
I realize that, but this is my choice. I can do more good here. I'm needed. You know that, Doctor.
Nyssa,
please, you can't do this!
Oh, the portal! I can see stars!
Nyssa must have stabilized the interface.
Hit to the TARDIS, everyone, quickly! We're going through!
From the moment the ship passed into Endspace, the TARDIS returned to life, the central column rising and falling.
The power's restored. Everything's working again.
And the CVE's closed. She did it. Nyssa did it.
Doctor, I...
Tegan?
What is it? My head.
Entropic exposure. Some deep sleep and you'll be right as rain.
Why is rain...
Oh, dear. Then I set the coordinates and, well, here we are.
So, that's it. You're saying my mother chose to remain behind in E-Space?
So that we could leave.
If it wasn't for her, we'd all be dead.
But is she still alive? Did she survive the induction chamber?
There's no way of knowing for sure, but Nyssa is made of strong stuff. She was only in the chamber for a few minutes.
Both Turlough and I were in it for longer, and we're still here.
So, yes, I think she's still alive.
But trapped in E-Space? Forever?
Yes.
In a dying universe with, what was it you said, only a few days
That
left?
Was with the CVE. With the energy drain removed, it should have years, centuries. Nyssa didn't just save us, she saved everyone in E-Space.
Thousands of people will live because of her.
I don't care about thousands of people, I care about my mother.
Look, we're all going to miss her.
She meant a lot to us too, you know.
Why did she have to be the one who stayed? Why did you let her do this? Doctor.
I tried to stop her, but it was her decision.
And now I'm never going to see her again. If I get married, she won't be there. And if I have children, they'll never know their grandmother. There should have been another way.
Don't you think I don't know that? Don't you think that if there was the slightest chance of getting Nyssa back, I would take it? But there isn't. And I'm sorry. All I can say is, I'm sorry. And I will regret this for as long as I live.
Just go. All of you. You've done enough damage to my life, to my sister's life, to my mother's life. I wish she'd never met you on Helheim all those years ago. Just go. Leave me alone.
Adric.
Go!
After the CVE closed, all the Sandmen in the settlement turned to dust. Then it was left to those that had survived to try to rebuild, knowing that the final way out of E-Space had been lost. In the beginning, life was difficult. There was hardship, disease and disorder. But soon things improved as it was realized that the curse of E-Space had been lifted. Food no longer rotted in a matter of hours, metal no longer rusted. The rate of decay had been restored to normal, giving people a chance of life, to plant crops, to look to the future. And as hope returned, the light of the sun brightened, turning from dark red to brilliant white. That was 10 years ago. Now things in Apollyon are very different. The wilderness round the castle is full of fields. The settlement has been replaced by a thriving town filled with the sound of industry and children's laughter. Of course, everybody knows this universe is still dying. But if anything, that knowledge drives them on to make the most of what time they have left. As for me, after the hardship of the early years ended, I spent my time teaching others how to treat the sick, passing on what knowledge I had learned. But now my work is done, and I spend my days tending the gardens, which now blossom and bloom with flowers, the air thick with scent like the groves back on Traken. That's how I will spend my old age, which even now is creeping up on me like a shadow. A shadow cast by the sunshine in my garden at the end of the universe. I never got to say goodbye to you, Adric, or your sister Nika, which is why I'm writing you this letter. Not that you'll ever be able to read it, but just to put the words down on paper. I'm so sorry I broke my promise to you and that I missed so much of your childhoods. But I know you have made lives for yourselves now, and hope you have found love and happiness. You may even have children. I hope you do, because then you'll know how precious you are to me, how much I delighted in seeing your first smiles, hearing your first words, and that bringing you both into the world is the best thing I have ever done. So no regrets, just memories of happy times. I expect the Doctor, Tegan and Turlough have come to tell you what happened to me. Please don't be angry with them. And please try to forgive me as I try to forgive myself. One last thing. Last night, just before the dawn, the bells rang out across the town. There were cries, people shouting to look up into the night. Because there, in the middle of the endless blackness, was a new star. A star that had never been there before. So maybe this universe does have a future after all. That's all I have to say as I write this, gazing out across my gardens towards the setting sun. Goodbye. Goodbye, Turlough. I hope you find the peace of mind you're looking for. Goodbye, Tegan, my greatest friend. And goodbye, Doctor. Thank you for all the adventures. To have seen so much, I feel my life has been blessed. And goodbye, Nika, my beautiful daughter, and Adric, my handsome son. You've made me proud, and I will think of you always as I hope you will think of me. I love you both. Goodbye. Forever. Goodbye.